This is the Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We're back. It's playoff time on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down to Sunday at 4:30. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. Listen, we're back in the swing of things. We got a playoff game coming up this weekend. The hunt for the Vince Lombardi Trophy begins.
Again.
This week. Back-to-back. Jackie Baseball, listen. Slow is the tortoise that wins the race. We'll get there. Holla at you, boy.
I don't know what you're going for. I just don't. I know that it came out today that Kyle Schwarber gave the old middle finger to Cincinnati and said, we're staying in Philadelphia, damn it. But
that was actually a positive thing.
It was. No, it was good. It was good. It was great. I'm really just looking forward to the top five today.
That's all Jack's been thinking about.
We got 3 hours to go before we get there.
Yeah. I know.
Lock in.
I got two just dynamite pieces of content.
Just so you know where Jack's head's been at, we have to plan a whole show. I talked to Jack at 11 every morning. Jack was already locked in on the top five.
I've been locked
three
in the top
hours
five
ago.
Since Saturday.
Yeah.
Since Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, this piece of audio, I just love.
Yes, yeah. What happens with Jack is he finds one thing that he wants to talk about, and he has to build an entire top five around it.
That's the tough part of the top five.
Yeah. So we are counting down to Eagles-Niners on Sunday. It'll be a big show as it always is. It's Tuesday, so Elliot will join us, piss us off at 3 o'clock. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4, probably not piss us off. This top five that we've all been hearing about will happen at 5 o'clock. And as we turn the page to the playoffs, we get out of the, you know, should they or shouldn't they play the starters on Sunday? Did Tanner look good? It's sort of like a turn to, like, your vibe. And to me, your vibe on the Eagles and the playoffs this year comes down to one question. Do they have it in them to flip the switch to play a level of football that we have not seen consistently all year long? Is this just a flip the switch team? Does this team have the championship DNA, you know, that they can just sort of plod their way through the regular season and then the playoff comes and to a large extent, especially offensively, can it just be a different team? My concern here is that I think they believe they can flip the switch. You know, based on talking to Jordan Mailata every week, listening to Nick Sirianni, listening to the players, I think they believe that there is another gear, and as soon as the playoffs start, they can just flip that switch and that gear will be turned on. Mm-hmm. That, I don't believe. I suppose there's a way they could get through the NFC. I suppose, because anything is possible. But when I think, can they flip the switch, I think back to the 17 games I've watched this year. And I have not seen four consecutive games where I think that this is a championship football team. And they're not only going to have to win four straight games to win the Super Bowl, they're going to have to win four straight games against playoff teams, right? Like, they're either going to have to beat the Rams or the Seahawks. They're going to have to beat the Niners. They're going to have to beat... And I just don't... I have not seen that from this team. So if there is a flip to be switched... It's a flip that I have not seen all year long. So I am having trouble believing that the Eagles have a switch they can flip and all of a sudden become a team that can win three straight games in the NFC and then win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's the question, I think.
Yeah, no surprise there that you don't see that happening. And it should be no surprise to anyone that I most certainly believe that they could go on this run.
How?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This team... And I'm not saying what you said was wrong, sure. But I think that's more from the purview of the offense.
Yes.
And that's what has frustrated a lot of people, justifiably so. I can understand the frustration and the distrust that some would have with the offense because sometimes we don't know what we're going to get when the offense lines up on any given Sunday. But I do know what I'm going to get for the most part when that defense lines up every week.
That's for sure.
You're going to get a unit that plays cohesively. You're going to get a unit that plays with extreme confidence, smart football. They tackle well. And the conductor of that unit is one of the brilliant minds that the game has ever seen. I don't think there's anything Vic Fangio hasn't seen from an offensive standpoint. And I know Kyle Shanahan is a great offensive mind. That's why this is a great matchup between these two, Kyle Shanahan versus Vic Fangio. But in this building, with this crowd behind the defense, that's where I think we have the advantage. And I understand we don't have home field advantage, or we don't have anything guaranteed after this week as far as home field. I understand that. But this defense travels. That's the other thing. Your best unit can function at home or on the road, so it's always going to keep you in the game. And from a defensive standpoint, that's what you want to do. Make it difficult for the opposing offense to put points on the board, hold them to field goals, get that costly turnover at the most opportune time, and set your offense up. That was what was lost in the brilliant year that Saquon Barkley had last year, his once-in-a-lifetime year. Right? That's what was lost, was how great this defense was and how well they played that allowed our offense last year to find its footing and eventually pull away in games.
I think specifically in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, we always talk about the offense. It was really the defense that fueled all that.
Yes. Totally agree. And that's where I'm hanging my hat, is on this defense. And when I look at our offense, here's what I look at. I look at the quarterback first. And I say to myself, is he a liability or an asset over there? He's an asset, without question, because he makes good decisions, doesn't put the ball in harm's way, doesn't seem to be rattled most times. Even if you get off to a slow start, he still has the ability in that second half to come up with plays. And you have the weapons at your disposal. We got two of the best wide receivers in football. You got one of the best tight ends. And you know you got an all-world running back. Those things are available. What I need from the offense is for those big guys up front to be as close as they can to the unit they were last year. And that's going to have a trickle-down effect on everything else they do offensively. But it's going to start with us defensively. It's going to start with the defense. The playmakers are over there. When I look at the offenses they may have to face, we're not winning shootouts.
No.
And thank God we don't have to be in very many shootouts. Because our defense doesn't put us in those type of situations.
The question really will be, can the defense, because you would think one of these weeks against one of these teams that the team's going to score 24 points against.
Sure.
You know, and does the offense have it in them to match it in that one particular game? And I just, I think the defense is great, but to rely on them in a way that we're going to need to rely on them for four straight games, I think it's going to catch them one time. And I think I'm a little worried about how much they think they can just flip the switch, because my concern is a game like Sunday or whatever game, they're going to think they flip the switch and they're going to get out there and it's going to be 10 minutes into the game and it's going to look like it
normally looks.
Maybe they get disheartened by that. You know, like, oh no, we don't have this in us. Well, they're feeling good now, right? They didn't play on Sunday.
Yeah.
So they're feeling refreshed, all those things. But 10 minutes into the game, all of a sudden, it's the season again, you know? So.
And here's why I'm slightly a little more confident that that won't happen. I think there's been a shift. And although it may not be obvious to everyone, this team has normally been identified by its offense. That's where the star names are. That's where the big money is at on that side of the football. There's been a shift in what is driving this team. And I think it's the defensive unit. It's the way they play together. It's the energy in which they bring. It's their ability to take the ball away. Almost to the point, Spike, where you can feel the offense is waiting for the defense to make a play for them, to feed off of it.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be your offense is your driving force and your defense feeds off of that. It's been a shift. And I know it's uncomfortable. And I know it's frustrating at times. But we're fortunate because we have that side of the football that plays that well. I know it's not four games Seattle has to win, but they got to win three. Seattle is going to use the same formula that we're using.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Defense, run the football, make a few plays in the passing game. The quarterback, you ain't got to be the reason we win, but you damn sure can't be the reason that we lose.
215-592-9494. Sort of a vibe check going to the playoffs. Do you think the Eagles have it in them to just flip the switch? Because apparently they think they do. We do have a next question today. Have a little fun. Today, man, I didn't even write what year it was. Was it 96?
94.
94. That Nancy Kerrigan was attacked because of a combination of Tonya Harding and her husband, Jeff Galluli.
Oh, man, what a time.
And so for next question today, there is a famous piece of audio after Tonya Harding was hit. And here, we don't mean to make light of it,
no,
even though
sure
we're,
we do.
We're a little bit making light of it. Here is the audio.
Dude, I watched the video before the show.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yes, that it happened.
She's just going off the ice. All of a sudden, you hear a...
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, they didn't even wait for her to be walking to her car or something, you know?
Yeah, got her right in the ring.
Yep.
You're right, yeah.
So for next question today, we're going to ask you to give us an infamous soundbite. That is an infamous soundbite. We're going to ask you to give us an infamous soundbite. Why don't you start us off, Jack?
Well, listen, I would say it was probably our most famous drop for a while. We don't use it as much anymore. And now he's developing into like the real face of the Sixers. But my personal favorite soundbite is Tyrese Maxey on draft night.
What have you learned from the time you've spent playing with Rajon Rondo and the like?
I learned a lot. I'm
sorry.
It's so rough.
Come on, man.
That is the best moment of his life. Best moment of his life.
That's a hard one there, man.
And an infamous soundbite. Yeah. Ike, you got an infamous soundbite?
Yeah. Maybe not as emotional as that one.
Yeah.
But somewhat emotional. And actually, one of those soundbites that helped make soundbites become one of those things that people paid attention to.
Okay.
That goes back to Jim Mora, Sr.
Yes.
When he was talking about making the playoffs.
I don't know. All I know is we threw four interceptions and fumbled once. One interception they returned for a touchdown. Three others were in our end of the field where they scored points. That's all I know. That's inexcusable. Inexcusable. Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
That's one of the ones that you say, like to say, like you'll say playoffs, and somebody knows what you're talking about.
No doubt about it.
Now that we're talking about these, I have so many running through my head now.
Yes, so, we did it.
So the first one that I thought of was the 2004 presidential campaign.
Oh, here we go.
And Howard Dean. I'm not getting political, but it just shows how the world has changed, because Howard Dean just made a dumb noise during a rally, and Howard Dean's campaign was over. Like, that's all he had to do. Here was Howard Dean in 04.
You know something? If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Had you ever heard that before, Jack, before I brought it
up?
No,
I didn't.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah,
it ended his campaign. Now you can't, nothing you can do to end your campaign. But man, that yell was.
Yeah! That is crazy.
Yep, it is crazy. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles have it in them to flip the switch? And for next question today, give us an infamous soundbite. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
So where I'm at is when we talk about flipping the switch, like I don't know if that's even like possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if they got like a switch to flip. You know, like I think this team is what it is. It's just like a different identity. I know when people look at the roster, they're like, oh, they got all this talent. I think what our goal is going into this postseason is to rely on our defense and just hope our offensive line can play like 20% better they've been playing all season, and then just run the football. That's what I'm hoping. You know, shot plays is there. Take shot plays.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking this team is about to like flip the switch and they're going to be bombs over Baghdad throwing. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, like if that was going to happen, I'd like if they had like a stack of plays, like, oh, these plays right here, we're going to hold it to the playoffs, and we're going to shock the world. Nah. Like, that's a bad strategy, because we've been talking about y'all all year. We've been waiting for y'all. Like, y'all winning games 13-3. Like, y'all should have been flipped the switch, you know, like, y'all should have flipped the switch versus Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if that's going to happen. What I'm putting my faith in is you can never doubt a heart of a champion. And this team is obviously, they all won championships. I think if you look at our roster, going into the postseason, like, I know we talked about rest and starters. We're going into the postseason with, what, 21 out of 22
yep.
starters?
Yep.
I think McCuba the only one who started the season that's out. But right. I think everyone else is starting. So, you know, like, I don't know around the league how that number stacks up against other teams or whatever. But
what's the biggest issue with San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Yeah, their injuries have been outrageous, actually. You know, Corey, you mentioned offensive line, and that is the key to everything on offense. Man, if I hadn't, I appreciate.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
The rest should have helped them more than anybody.
Well, it should.
Yes.
It should. At least for the first quarter of the first game. If I hadn't, I admire Jordan Mailata a lot in that he answers every question we give him. He's been very honest about their performance. If I hadn't heard him every week talk about them being one block away and they can see it for 4 months. I wish I hadn't heard that, you know, because then I could think, well, maybe they could turn it up a little bit. They've been banged up. They've had some time off.
You wish you had heard what?
I wish I hadn't heard him every week tell me that they're one block away.
Yeah.
Because then I could believe that there was something there. But, like, you get, and I kept asking him, like, do you ever get to a point where you think you're not going to, like, it's not going to come together? And to their credit, he never. They continue to work. I just, the 1 week off will be nice for the first half of the first game. But then all of a sudden, the beating of last year and this year comes up. So I don't know. Maybe they have 20% better in them. And getting Lane Johnson back, fingers crossed, should help a little bit. So
yeah. And going into this NFC playoffs, like, this just me. I know a lot of people might not agree with this. Like, I got faith in my quarterback more than any of these other guys in the NFC. I mean, Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl. Like, he's a great quarterback, obviously, but, like, I think in key situations, my quarterback going to play
safe. I agree with that, yeah.
Even going against, like, a team like Seattle, right?
Yep.
I feel like our defense crossed each other's out. I think Sam Darnold will make that mistake before our guy was. And in the postseason, that one mistake that, you know, like, we wish him to be, you know, we want him to be more aggressive in the mm-hmm. postseason, that's going to save us, you know, and that's what I'm putting my hat on, you know. Jalen Hurts and the crew, we got to get it done. Shot plays when they dare, take them.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you on Darnold and Hurts. I think the thing that Darnold has, that Darnold has certainly, there have been more big plays from Seattle, but mm-hmm. he also led the league in turnovers this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
So it's probably more likely that...
And he has more pressure on him than anybody, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah, and especially if they win a game and they get to the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Corey, for next question, give us an infamous soundbite.
All right, so I was thinking through the, you know, call. I don't even know if this is like appropriate to say on
God.
The video.
No, go ahead.
So remember back when they had that interview and they had that dude Antoine Dotson, and he was like, we got ourselves a rapist. Hide your kids, hide your wives. Like, remember we did the interview?
Yeah.
It was like in Alabama.
No, I
don't
remember
that guy.
No.
He was on. That was me and Corey. That's like our.
Okay,
generations I'm like, wheelhouse.
Wait, did he play for Alabama?
No, he was just like getting interviewed outside the house.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't remember it. And what was the context, Corey? What was he being interviewed for?
Somebody like was breaking into people's houses.
Okay,
it was, like kind of like some. Jack, find it.
Also, it's one of those clips you would see that went viral.
Yes.
Okay, right. I got you.
I got
kinda
it.
Like
I got
Aguilar,
it.
All right. Like, kind of like the Aguilar.
Kind of like the Aguilar.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah.
I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to take it from anyone. But that's a good one. All right, give it to us.
That is a good one.
Yeah. That's
a big one.
That's a big one.
That's an all timer. Yeah.
I think I can play it.
Okay. Well,
but if I can't,
I'll dump it.
You can dump it.
All right.
Well. Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Wow. Yeah, I had not heard that.
Okay, that's not funny, but also it's funny.
Wow, how long ago was that?
I want to say like 2010, maybe.
Okay. I have never heard
You've
that.
You've never
before.
Heard that? Never heard Yeah. It's great. It's great.
Talking about it's great.
Love. I mean, hopefully they caught the guy.
Yeah. I hope there's no, like, you know. But that clip is great.
Yeah,
that is an intense clip. Oh my God.
That opens the gate.
Yes. That's okay. There's a lot of good ones out there.
A lot of stuff, Fritz.
Man, we should revisit this during our quiet time in the summer.
July, because
we could do a whole show on these clips. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles can sort of flip the switch in the playoffs and become a team that can win four straight playoff games? That is the topic. Next question. Give us an infamous soundbite. Coming up next, we will talk about one of the biggest matchups in Sunday's game. A matchup that the entire game could come down to. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the playoffs are here, and we are dreaming of another championship. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from Marks. And that's why the team at Marks Jewelers love what they do. At Marks, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Marks is all about. Visit Marks Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey location or the Montgomeryville, PA location. Or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com. Tupac, go hold and rock. Now I'm flying around when I hang around with the underground. Bash me, and they can miss me, and you can kiss me.
I've never heard this.
No, yeah, you have.
I have?
Yeah. Wait till the hook come. All around the world, same
song. Oh, yes, I've heard this.
Yes.
Okay.
This is his debut right here.
Yeah.
First song he was, this is his debut right here.
Post-Digital Underground.
Yes.
First song, Post-Digital Underground.
Yes. No, this is Digital Underground.
Oh, that was a Digital,
was Digital Underground
song.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he was a feature on the Digital Underground song. Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Good pull there, Fritzy.
Yeah. Who gave you that one?
Oh, that was Black Ready.
Okay.
There you go. Shout out to BG.
Mm. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 230 Tupac. They'll do that again. The Twitter question. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, Marks can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Simple question. Do you trust this Eagles team to flip the switch, yes or no? What do you think? The poll is at Ike Reese.
I would say no. It's kind of.
Well, I give you a hint.
Yeah, damn it.
Okay.
But I would have felt it was somewhere around 50-45. So I'd have went 55-45, no.
So it's 58% yes.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
As we go through the week, you know that number
get a little
will go
higher.
Higher.
Yeah. But still, just to start off.
Sure.
That's mostly fandom there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe they could just flip the switch.
Well, let me say this about this era of Eagles football. If this team gets to the Super Bowl, I think it almost says more than winning the Super Bowl last year. And like...
Oh, yeah, I would say that. Yeah,
you know,
that,
because it redefines what we can look at from this era. If they have the ability to... And I'm already on some level impressed that this season didn't, you know, devolve into total crap.
Because
right. There were certainly opportunities for it to do it.
Yeah.
If they're able to have... Just like the offensive line playing the way it is, the fact that the running game and the passing game have not looked good all year long, if they can figure out a way to get through the NFC and get to the Super Bowl with all of those things working against them, I think it will say a monster amount, not just about the players on the team. It'll say a lot about Sirianni again.
Yeah.
You know, it's
certainly would be more impressive than what they did last year. And believe me, they had their adversity they had to overcome last year.
Yes.
So just even saying that this one would be more impressive lets you know that this was a much more difficult task this year. Obviously, when you're the champion, you're the big game on everybody's schedule every week. Not only that, you had internal strife. The offense certainly hasn't been clicking on all cylinders. You've been dealing with injuries. Guys have been banged up. You know, those types of things. To they can get back there this year. Yeah, I would say it was a more impressive run than the one they had last year.
And I think all of a sudden, then we can start talking about, okay, this team's going to compete for a Super Bowl every year. You know,
you don't believe that yet?
Well,
I'm already there, baby.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
I think every team, when they win a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
unless it's some giant fluke. Every team's fan base believes after they won a Super Bowl, this is the start of something.
Yep.
And the reason that it doesn't happen very often is because there's a lot of things that can prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
Not the least of which is other teams also trying to
win the
Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, so, but I do think it will, for me at least, it will reframe, okay, all right, they figured it out at a time when I didn't think they had any chance of figuring it out.
Well, it also makes you, and I know for me it does, I normally mention the Patriots, because I just think they are the standard barrier. Here's the funny thing. It used to be the 49ers. When I was growing up, the Niners were the standard.
Yes, like, then was it was the 80s. Cowboys.
Yes, and then you had the Cowboys. Even the Cowboys with their small run.
It was just 5 years.
It wasn't as impressive what the Niners did over their time. And then the Patriots went on their run.
Yeah.
Now Kansas City had its run. But the one thing those, those teams, they faced adversity and still were able to overcome it and get back every year. Not win it every year, but they were always in contention, like you just said, to where you believe every year your team has a chance to win that Super Bowl. This is the year that we could sort of, because we're still fighting off 2017 and what happened after that.
Yep.
Right? And then what happened in 2023 when we lost. So you want to have sort of that sort of run that the Chiefs had. Chiefs, what did they go to? 5 or 6 straight AFC championships, like 5 Super Bowls. They won 3 of them. That's the type of run you want to go on right there.
Well, and the last thing that makes it more difficult, we talk about the 49ers. One thing that made the 49ers thing extra impressive is the fact they did it with another quarterback. Is that they went from Joe Montana to Steve Young.
Yep.
But
which is something we have in common. We went from Wentz and Foles to
Yes, exactly the same thing. So totally the same thing.
Go ahead.
Well, there's just more player movement now.
It's
harder now.
Yeah,
you know, than with the 49ers.
I'm just saying, great quarterbacks, man.
Yes, it's totally the same thing. Joe Montana to Steve Young is just like Carson Wentz to Jalen Hurts.
I threw Foles in there.
Yes. Thanks. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me explain something to you guys real quick, right?
Oh, jeez.
And I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. But here's the situation, right? We about to go on a run, Spike.
Okay.
And I'm gonna let you know why. See, actually, Sunday, I was watching the game. No, Saturday. I was watching the game with my lady, right? My wife was watching it with me. And she said, you know what? The Seahawks play just like y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't be more right.
Right, yep.
You know, they play just like we do. And I said, you know what, babe, you're right. Damn, they do play like us. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a good defense, and they do enough just to win on offense. And they got talent on offense, but they don't got as much talent as we do. It's a situation.
Somehow they
right,
score
right?
more than we do.
Yeah, by a lot. But
no, they don't. Yeah, but they
well, they're the biggest point differential in the NFL.
Yeah,
Spike, but it's regular season, man. That don't mean nothing.
Okay.
I'm talking about playoff offense. It's two different things, man. You're going to see a new level offense on Sunday. I'm proud of everybody coming at us for this offense, man. That's done and over with. This is a new season. We didn't play our starters on Sunday. So what? You know what I mean? Now I'm trying to get to the new, what's going on new.
Okay.
And this is what's going on new. All right? Come Sunday, you got to keep your eyes on Mark Wahlberg. You know what I mean? You keep your eyes on Mark Wahlberg, who is Christian McCaffrey in this case. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. The running back.
I didn't know where you were going with that. Okay.
No, Marky Mark, keep your eyes on him back there. You know, and I tell you, he scares the crap out of me. You know, I want to stop him.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing. You know, Ike, you're gonna love what I'm about to say. You got to earn the right to rush the quarterback.
Yeah,
that's football
that's
talk.
What I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
Man. Yeah, I sound like Mike Mayock right there, boy. Don't I?
That's right.
Mayock.
That's right.
Chucky Mayock, baby. Chucky Mayock. Listen, but no, I'm serious, though. I want to stop this guy. Don't just pay your ears back. You're going to be able to get after Purdy. If they can stop this guy, man, we will have a field day on Sunday on defense. Mm. And Spike, I'm guaranteeing that come Sunday, it's going to change your perspective of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And I don't see that happen.
Can I tell you, even if San Francisco has one of the worst defenses in the NFL, if they don't put 24 points up against this San Francisco defense, it's not changing anything for me. They should be able to run the ball against the San Francisco defense. They should be able to throw the ball against the San Francisco defense. They're down their entire linebacking core. They're two best players. They don't in any metric, in yards, in DVOA, it all says they stink. They're the worst team in getting to the quarterback in the entire NFL. There's no reason why the Eagles shouldn't score at least 24, close to 30 against this nine at home against this Niners team. So we'll see. We'll see. You know.
Why should they take the field then, Spike? Damn, the way you put it. I mean,
no. That's I'm just saying. I'm saying that like the Bears put up 38 points on this team. You know, like, we should be able to put up a lot of points and a lot of yards on this team. And you said it's going to change my perspective. If they win the game 16-13 and they outgain us, it probably won't change my perspective. Because my perspective isn't that they can't beat the Niners. I think they can beat the Niners. My perspective is like, the way that their offense have played is going to catch up to them at some point in the playoffs. So we'll see, though. We'll see.
They don't play big boy football, man, and that's the Niners. I'm telling you that right now. That regular season stuff is pretty. No look passes and all that other five.
That's not the Niners.
But when it comes down to it, well, that's the Rams. And they lost. Yeah. The Rams, they're another fraud that lost to the Carolina Panthers, and they lost to Atlanta, and everybody loves them. Listen to what I'm saying to you, right? I said it a couple weeks ago. The Eagles play with their food during the regular season, Spike. You know, and it's a lot of teams that have done that. The Dodgers, you know what I'm saying, the Bulls. You know, the Lakers, you know, their regular seasons have not been that good, you know. But come playoff time, the Heat, come playoff time, they turn it up another notch. And that's what the Eagles are.
Okay.
They're on that level. Even the Chiefs last year, you know, they were winning, yeah, barely winning games.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they made the play. The year they won the Super Bowl against the San Francisco 49ers, people were saying that the Chiefs wasn't going, you know, they were on their decline. But they were barely winning football games. And when it came down to the nitty-gritty, and they won with their defense. And Patrick Mahomes made enough plays to win them a Super Bowl. That's what the Eagles are right now. They're the Patriots, man. I mean, that type of – and you know what? The GOAT said it on Sunday. I don't know if you listened. Tom Brady said, I like the Eagles. And if Tom Brady liked the Eagles, I like the Eagles.
Oh, man. Oh, now we love Tom Brady in this town. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
We didn't say we love him.
So you think both the offensive coordinator and the head coach are doofuses, but even so, they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because it ain't about them, Spike. It's about Howie Roseman,
okay,
and Jeffrey Lurie. They built something special here. You can't mess it up unless you're just that stupid. And I don't think Nick proved he can win. He can win the Super Bowl. He's not something, and he proved he can get there. So, you know what I mean, I think that they can do enough. There's nobody in this league that can, that scares me right now, you know, to stop us from doing what we're doing.
Okay.
You know, how we built something special here for a long time, and I'm a firm believer of that. Hey, listen, I think the next question one day, right, just out of, you know, just –
sure. I'm Chucky, program director. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
No,
what do you got?
No. Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, athletes that you didn't like when they played, but you like now that they retired. I like Tom Brady. I'm sorry. I
okay. All right, that's
okay,
a good one.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good side topic.
Yeah, that's a good side topic. Well, why don't you answer today? So today's is give us an infamous soundbite. What do you got?
This one was controversial, but my guy, man, this guy was crazy, man. Kanye West.
Which one?
That George Bush don't like black people. He's a racist.
Dude, that. Thank you, Chuck. Do we have that, Jack?
Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, it was Hurricane Katrina. They were doing the telethon.
Yep.
And it was him and Mike Myers. And, you know, you can hear it. And this was very early in viral videos.
Yeah, I want to say what, 06, 07?
Yeah.
Katrina's what, 05?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's something like
there
that.
There you go. 05, yeah. 05, 05, 06.
So
yeah.
The audio is great. The video is even better because Mike Myers sees what's happening and can't do anything about it. And you talk about deer in the headlights, Mike Myers and then Chris Tucker right afterwards. When they just went to Chris Tucker and Chris is, he's like, he was not expecting to be on camera. So here is the audio. Oh, we just, but the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I tried to find his path.
The little clip is one thing. The 30 seconds beforehand, he is going off the rails, and Mike Myers doesn't know how to stop it. So
yeah.
It was a an amazing moment in Kanye's got a couple of them, actually.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's when we should have known.
Yes.
Those were the early signs right there.
Yep. There's one point in his speech where Kanye's going, I'm talking to my manager to see how many trucks we can send. And there's people on the buildings. It was outrageous. Yeah, man. So we talked about a little bit there with Chuck. You know, it seems like the matchup everyone is focusing on, and Donovan actually brought this up yesterday, matchup from a coach standpoint, everyone is focusing on is Shanahan versus Fangio, because that's where the glitz is, right? Mm-hmm. It's an all-time offensive mind versus an all-time defensive mind.
Right.
The one that could decide the game, though, is Saleh versus Petullo. Because if Robert Saleh is given a lot of credit for being a really good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that he's gotten a lot out of that defense this year. I don't know that it's fair to judge him on it either way.
Well, I mean, you don't have the players.
They've missed players, you know. But if Saleh, and the Eagles have seen Robert Saleh before. Mm-hmm. You know, they've seen his defenses with the Niners. They saw his defense with the Jets.
Yep.
If Robert Saleh figures out a way to flummox the Eagles being down the number of players that he is down, I think it'll say a lot both ways. I think there's more to lose for Kevin Petullo on Sunday than there is to gain. I think if the Eagles end up playing well, people will just say, well, they didn't have the players on San Francisco's side. But if things go poorly, you know,
That almost double hurts Kevin Petullo, because you're saying when you're going up against an inferior defense, you should be able. Now, obviously, the game has to play itself out.
Sure.
It'd be interesting to see where, if that were to happen, knock on wood it doesn't, but if that were to happen, who are people focusing on more, the play design or the execution? Because, you know, Jalen's play comes under scrutiny, too.
Of course.
When that happens. The offense doesn't score points. They're looking at, okay, well, where did the quarterback, did he have opportunities? What did these plays look like? And there's been a few times this year where I think there's been a legitimate argument for the offense could be a little more diverse and be a little more complex if they added this or added that to it. And then they started to do some under the center stuff. And then there's also been times where the execution was poorly. You don't let the ball go when you're supposed to, throw with anticipation or not being accurate. So, yeah, how this offense performs against this defense will solely come down to Petullo and then Jalen executing it.
Yeah, and I think a lot about the future of the franchise from an offensive perspective could be you know, if they lose the game 20-13 and we cannot move the ball, and you're the Eagles brass looking at this beaten down San Francisco defense that you had at home, I don't think, you know, you and Elliot have mentioned that at least in terms of consistency, having Petullo back is, but if they can't score against the Niners and they lose on Sunday, I don't see any way that you can have Petullo back.
Well, and to that, it would be hard for anybody to make that argument.
Right.
Because the offense has been an issue all year.
Yes.
And if that's how you wind up getting eliminated at home in a game that you're favored with an inferior personnel defense, I would have to wonder what Mr. Lurie feels about that.
Yes.
Sitting in his press box. Like, do you go back and run it back another year?
Especially
with the same group.
Especially when we all believe. Now, I don't know that Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie didn't want to hire Kevin Petullo. That's not what I'm saying. But it is Nick's choice. I mean, it seems pretty obvious this is what Nick wanted, you know? So even his power moving forward, you know, you wonder if that is affected by the performance of the offense on Sunday. Now, if they win the game and the offense doesn't perform, then they get another week to show that they can and all those sorts of things. So I think that is an interesting matchup. Saleh versus Petullo. 215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, Boo?
Hey, Boo.
I thought we were done.
I know we're six days in, but Happy New Year, Feliz Año Nuevos, and all that good stuff. And Ike, stop hating on us. Like, you hating on us.
Yeah.
Stop, bruh. Golly, man.
He doesn't like to see love in here.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I thought we'd move past that.
No.
Why we move past it? We said it's for the Sixers season, bro.
Yeah. How'd that go last night, Boo?
It don't matter, Boo. We're saying we lost in overtime. Okay. All right. There you go. Hating, Boo. Look, he tripping on his plate, but he had to get him a Boo in there. Listen to him. Dragon fuck. Hey, man. I feel good about what this team could do. I mean,
Jalen was criticized highly last year, and we saw him come alive last year. So I do believe they can hit the switch, flip the switch. What's the name? I'm gonna tell you right now though, Vic, I ain't worried about him and his team. They good credit. What's the name? 840, exceptional. But Nick and Petullo, they better start depositing some money in the bank, man. What's the name? And I feel as though watching them Sunday. And they saw when they try to do too much, it didn't work. Maybe that's a blessing in disguise. So they'll run a more balanced offense, what's named this Sunday. I think Tank Bigsby out there with his one cut and up the field, what's the, it'll help Saquon look and say, you know what, if I stop pitter-patting, one cut up the field, I'm a succeed too. Because every game that Tank, I think is like two, counseling out Sunday's game, when Tank was heavily involved in the game, Saquon had a great game. And it was after Tank came out on a good drive, Saquon came in and took off. Mm-hmm. So they better run them two backs, use them dudes, rotate them. If Saquon got 20 touches, Tank better have 13, 14, something like that.
What? I
feel, huh?
What?
There is no way he has more than five 13, touches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, 13 or 14.
There's no chance.
He better have 13. I ain't say he was, but I think he should. And I'm sick of you with you and this what. Like, let's get this situated real quick. Like, I went back and listened to that call. I mean, yeah, you can want somebody else to be the caller of the year, but you ain't gotta sound so daggone hurt.
It just felt like there was some insider trading on that award.
You and Fritz.
Yeah, it feels like you guys.
No, man. I really do, man.
You know what? Me and you get along better in the summertime because I get a tan and I'm darker. But yeah, these cold months, you be tripping on me, I'm creamy.
No, like, exactly. Because you know what you do? You butter up. You're already buttered up to Spike over here with this boo nonsense.
Yeah.
And then you and Fritz with your own little personal text chain you have back there. That's how you got back in the league again.
Well, he got back in the league because of you.
But I'm saying they weren't.
Yes, yeah.
You hitting below the belt, bro. You hitting below the belt. I ain't going to hit below the belt. You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown? I ain't going to hit below the belt, Mr. Brown. Like, you.
That's a character from Medea.
Okay. Oh, the Medea.
The delegation knows what he's talking about. Yeah. Yes, the delegation.
Yeah, I look like Mr. Brown in that picture. What's saying? All dark and lovely. What's saying with the belly?
Oh, you're going back to the sweater. Oh, that's what you're doing.
I might put it on. I screenshot it. I might put it on Twitter today just in case everybody forgot.
Do you have an answer for next question? Do you have an infamous soundbite?
Yes, I do. And to that little girl behind backstage, what's her name? Never mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James. Y'all know the rest. Love y'all cats, baby.
Love it.
All right.
Fritz is clueless.
Well, it's Chappelle Show, right?
Yeah.
No, it's the that's actually an award show. That was actually Rick James who did that. He did that at the
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he did that at was it the BET Awards? It was one of the award show.
He really did the I'm Rick James.
Yes.
Now you guys
now he did
I
it
know
from,
I can say
he
it.
He did it from the skit.
Oh, okay.
But
it was a real
it
thing.
It was really him though, yes. But it was during the Chappelle time.
Okay.
And that's why I got the laugh.
So Chappelle did it and then Rick James
he wound up doing it. But it was because somebody backstage didn't know who he was.
Okay.
And they wondered how he got backstage.
Okay.
So his way, when he got out there to give the award out, he gave the award out first, and then he said to the person in the back who didn't know who I was, never mind who I am, I'm Rick James.
James, bitch. Yes, there you go. There you go. Make Jack uncomfortable there. You guys mentioned the Madea movies. And
yes. Oh, you know about Madea.
Well,
yeah.
So I know about. There is, you know, when we talk about rap music, I know plenty, movies generally. Never have I watched something that reminded me that I'm not actually part of the culture more than Madea movies. They are insanely popular. I said, let me see what's going on with this.
Right.
And 20 minutes into it, I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
This was not made for me.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
It's not for me either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I was with Tyler Perry back in, I remember when he was doing plays. This started off as actual plays.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. That's how Madea started. He was a traveling group of, and they did a play. It was a play based around Madea. So, and it got so popular.
That became
this is what he turned it into.
And now he's one of the richest people in the world.
Yeah, but once
world.
He went Hollywood and all that, that's when I was out. It just didn't hit the same to me anymore.
He sold out.
Yeah, basically, yes. He got in there with the Illuminati.
215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Spike, Jack. What's the good word?
What's up, Ed?
What's up, Ed? I'm sorry. I was on a delay there.
Yeah, it's okay. So here's the thing. So I was I don't know. I'm leaning towards no, that we won't be able to flip the switch offensively and hang 25 to 30 on San Francisco. That's just a gut feeling. I can't prove it. I have retained friendly counsel, a buddy of mine who's from Baltimore, and I asked him, what was it like to watch the 2000 Ravens to where – I know it's an extreme example.
That was tough.
Defense, our defense isn't as good as they are. Our offense may or may not be as bad as they are. But
no, this offense is nowhere near where that Ravens offense was. No.
No disrespect to your teammate, Tony Banks, but
yep.
He wasn't very good.
Yep.
So I was like, hey, Ryan, what did you do when – the Ravens had the ball on offense. He was like, I went to the kitchen and made a snack. He just couldn't take that. And then they kind of actually got it going a little bit. You know, if you look at the playoffs that they had, they were hanging 30 to 40 on people. Most of it driven by their defense. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And just kind of hoping for a turnaround, but I just don't see it happening really.
So your thing is the defense is good, but they're not that good, I guess, is your point, that they're not dominant enough to make
up. The Ravens were all-time defense.
Yes, for sure. I mean, would they they're like 12 points a game or something crazy. Yes. Yeah.
No, so like my point like is I'm hanging my hat on the defense. I'm actually like really excited to see, like, okay, if N'Kobe comes back and we have our starters in there, and like Jahad Campbell has been playing, he's been playing, period, but also playing well, like,
yeah.
I'm really seeing San Francisco's undermanned, you know, on offense. They don't really have much outside of, you know, McCaffrey. So like, let's go get after a defense and play some defense and field position. I can't believe I'm saying it, but you know, Braden Mann is going to, you know, if he can have a few,
he'll
a few
be
more,
key.
Will be. So will Jake Elliott. Also, the fingers crossed on Jake Elliott, but Jake Elliott will be important too.
Yeah, when you play close games, field goals matter that much more.
They do. They absolutely do. So do you have an next question today? Is give us an infamous piece of an infamous soundbite. Do you have one, Ed?
I think it was Bill Clinton who said, I did not have sex with that woman.
He did.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
And the floodgates are open.
Yep. There you go. That was a free flying
first hour?
Well, Jack, so many of these things I wish you were sentient for.
Yeah. Like
I wish he was grown up for.
Yeah, what the hell? Ancient? Is that what you said?
Come on, bro.
Sentient.
Not going to carry a damn thesaurus in here with
sorry,
me. Either.
Sorry. Sorry.
What the hell was that?
You and Richie should have a little vocab.
It means aware. You were alive for Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
What year was that? 98?
No, I was before then. Yeah, it was
94,
mid-90s,
something like that.
Yeah, I was born in 94.
Oh, okay. So, right. Man, what a time.
I was born in 94.
Just thinking about it out, would you say it out loud? The president of the United States is doing stuff with an intern.
Yeah.
At the White House.
Yeah, the 90s were wild, man.
And then he stayed as president.
Yeah.
And he's still, the wife's still with him. Like, man. Yeah.
Smoke weed, everything.
Yeah.
First black president.
Yeah. Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, that used to be a joke.
No, I've heard it before. Yeah, there's nothing I can do about it, though. I can't go, he was the first black president. I can't say that. You're the only one that can say it.
Yep. Welcome back, Rod.
And N'Kobe coming back will be important because Christian McCaffrey's great, but has not run the ball particularly well this year.
Not explosive.
No, it's been his receptions. Yep. He's been targeted more than any San Francisco receiver.
They basically had to use him as a wide receiver.
They did. And he's been effective doing that, and that's sort of how their offense is. And, you know, with the way that defenses play nowadays, sort of taking those those 7 to 12 yard gains and moving down the field is how you have to do it. But N'Kobe Dean being back to making sure they can't run the ball, I think will be really important for the Eagles on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles have it in them to flip the switch? For next question today, we're looking for an infamous sound bite. Coming up next, infamous doesn't begin to describe Elliot. He will be with us for the entire hour. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today.